In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lavish. Unstinting. Plentiful. Copious. Abundant. Prodigal. Unselfish. Indulgence. Such is generosity. And we know it when we see it, and we are in so many ways expected to be generous. I'm sure this college sends off thousands of letters each year to alumni and benefactors asking for their generosity. I myself write numerous letters to charities and trusts asking for their generosity in supporting the work we do in my parish. Comic relief. Children in need. The poppy appeal. And so many other appeals and collections. We are asked to be generous. But generosity is far more than about money. It is about the abundant sharing of all that we are and all that we have to the glory of God and for the enrichment of the whole of human society. Generosity is linked strongly with faith. It is one of the 10 perfections in Buddhism and a virtue in Judaism, Islam, and of course Christianity. Who can forget that Jesus said it is better to give than to receive? But what is behind this virtue of generosity? What is it that makes it a thing that we should aspire to? It is because it is rooted in the generosity of God. A God who has created us, a God who loves us, and a God who wants us to be the people he created us to be, redeemed through the power of his Son, Jesus Christ. And if you ever doubted that we were wrapped up into this creation that is abundant, plentiful, lavish, unstinting, then look up into the night sky. Look into the infinity. Look both at the darkness and the light of the stars and planets. And see the vastness and dwell upon it. And then look down at your own feet, planted on the earth. Two very, very, very small feet in the midst of this infinite creation. And then remember that God loves you. He knows you by name. He knows you so well that he knows every hair on your head. We are caught up in the creation of a generous God who wants us to be the people he created us to be. And that is the heart of generosity. It is more, far more than money. It is how we are generous towards other people in our attitudes and views. It's fine to be generous towards family and friends, those we have something in common with, those we understand. But to be generous goes beyond, well, it goes beyond being safe. It must be abundant and lavish to everyone, however difficult or risky they are. Our attitude must be the same, whatever ethnicity or sexuality or gender, whatever their beliefs or political opinions, their economic position within society, even the football team they support. Jesus said, I am bringing good news. Good news not to the people that are easy, but to the people who are difficult, to the poor, release for the captives, freedom for the oppressed, and in doing so, proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor that is abundant and plentiful and copious and lavish. In my own parish of Houghton, we run a project called Space 4. Houghton is a former colliery town. It is one of the poorest 10% of parishes in England. In fact, as a woman in Houghton, I will live to be, well, I won't live to be, for if I lived in Cambridge, I'll live 18 years longer than if I live in Houghton. We deal with people who are deprived, depressed, and at the end of their tether. And Space 4 welcomes everyone with generous hearts in the grace of God. We seek to be that good news for the poor, to be released from those who are captive in their life circumstances, and to work for the freedom of all who are oppressed. It is living generosity, not simply giving it. It is about how we see humanity, not how we simply drop the money in the giving tin. And generosity is also about knowledge, the currency of this place. For knowledge is useless unless we have a willingness to share it. It may in itself be precious, but it is only glorious when it is revealed and released. And that is as true of the institution as the individual. And generosity is also a mark. It is a mark of transformation, away from our own self-interests, our own needs, to being fully aware of those around us, of their needs, hopes, and potential. A Christmas Carol and Ebenezer Scrooge is the mark of his transformation, being his generosity in buying the biggest, fattest goose in the market. But I want to tell you a little story about a man called Terry. Terry is 48 years old. He can't read and he can't write other than his name. He has multiple health problems. He is often bullied. And when he is in work, it is moving boxes from one lorry to another for a delivery company. Terry finds it difficult to make relationships. He is often angry and verbally abusive. And he comes to Space 4. After about 18 months, Terry surprised us because he brought in a sugar bowl. We didn't have a sugar bowl. So Terry had gone to the charity shop and he had bought a sugar bowl. I think it cost him 30 pence. This may not seem lavish or abundant or copious or prodigal or indulgent, just 30 pence. But it marked the biggest transformation in Terry's life. The ability to see beyond himself, to see the needs of others, the willingness to go out and spend and provide from what little he had, to say that space for and the people of that there were of value. Generosity that was beyond imagining a mere 18 months before. So in many ways, generosity is uncompromising. It is recognizing, as God recognizes, that each of us is fearfully and wonderfully made, and that in responding to God's love, his incomprehensible love, his amazing generosity, that as he finds value in me, I must find intrinsic value in each and every one of you and all who walk the streets tonight. It is not simple. It is not easy. If you thought it was about dropping a couple of quid in a collecting bucket, you are wrong. It is about being transformed and remade into the image of God who created us. And it goes to the heart of who we are as individuals and who we are as a community. So the question is, do we respond lavishly, abundantly, and unceasingly to God's love for us in the way we love God and our fellow human beings? Do we see the transforming power of generosity? Do we live a generous life? And here is a challenge for you. A challenge that isn't going to cost you anything. Well, maybe beyond a little soul searching, and I hope some thought. You have a very precious thing, your vote. And in a couple of weeks, we will be called upon to vote in a general election. So will you be generous with your vote? And vote not for your own particular needs or self-interests, but will you vote with generosity for those who are weakest and most vulnerable and poorest in our society? Will you seek to give your vote to give value to our society, our community? Will you live a generous life? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.